Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, God. Father God, we thank you for this day. For this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice continually and be glad in this day, Father. We praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. From the rising of the sun until they're going down the same, your name is to be praised, God. We will praise you, Jesus, because you're worthy, Lord. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for another opportunity to praise your name, Lord God, the saints of God all around the world, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, clothing us in our right minds, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for our life, our health, our strength. Thank you, Jesus, for having breath in our lungs, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for having hands that we can clap and raise into the sky, Lord God, to raise them up to be able to praise you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, because you're worthy, Lord God. Of all the glory, of all the honor and the praise, Jesus, you're worthy, God. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, you are worthy, Jesus. Lord God, bless every hearer. In the name of Jesus, touch their bodies, Lord God. If there's any sick, any weak, Lord God, among us, Lord God, that's listening, Lord God, let the word of God go out and just touch their bodies. In the name of Jesus, prove yourself, Lord God, through your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, let the people of God take your word literally. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you, God. You're worthy, Jesus. We thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord God, we will continue to rejoice. We will continue to praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, bless the word of God as it goes out. Lord God, bless the hearers. Lord God, that's receiving the word today. In the name of Jesus, prove yourself, Lord God, continually in the word. Continue, Lord God, to let the testimonies of miracles come in, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Show them, Lord God, that you still are right now, God, in the midst of the pandemic that we're going through, Lord. You are right now, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You will continue to be to us. That's what we take you to be, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are right now, God. You still a way maker, Lord God. You still open doors, Jesus. Hallelujah. You still counseling debt, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You still healing your people, Lord. Hallelujah. You still putting food on the table and clothes on our back. Hallelujah. You still giving us opportunities to witness for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, God. You still giving us time with our families, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we just praise you, Jesus. I just thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, Lord. All that you've done, God. All that you will continue to do, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord God, thank you for your love, Jesus. Thank you for loving me, Jesus. Thank you for loving me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Taking care of us all day long, Lord God. All night long, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Not allowing the enemy to come in, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for blessing the families, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for the armor, Lord God, that we can put on, Lord God. We're being able to clothe ourselves in you every day, Lord. Show people the preparation and gospel of peace. Gird about our loins of truth. Put on the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. We're able to clothe ourselves in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Protect us from the wiles of the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless the men of God, the pastors, Lord God, that's able, Lord God, to go into the house of the Lord. Lord God, hallelujah, and feed the people. Lord God, bless your people today. Bless them, Lord, continually. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just praise you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for giving us a way, Lord God, to praise you. It was for us, a way for all of us to still praise you at the same time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We may be in separate zip codes, hallelujah, in separate area codes, hallelujah, in separate continents, Lord, but we still serving the same God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All over the world, all at one time. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody could do this, Lord God, but you. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're still God. You're still God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. Oh, Lord God, all glory and honor goes to you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Saints of God, we thank God. Hallelujah. For another Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Another Sunday. Hallelujah. Sunday is afternoon. We thank God for a Sunday. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. With the saints of God being able to gather together and praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we just praise God. Whew. God is just so good. Oh, my goodness. It is just so wonderful, y'all, to be able to praise God. You know what? It's a blessing to be able to live in a country where you can shout the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We can stand on a corner. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about someone coming to and arresting us. Hallelujah. Because we say the name of Jesus. Saints of God, that's a blessing. To be able, we don't know how soon it's going to get to that point where we aren't able to do that. But you know what? But while we can, let's do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. At one time I used to be so, I guess, so conservative and not, I guess, perhaps wanting to, or thinking somebody's going to look at you crazy or look at me because I've said the name of Jesus. But you know what? Don't they use profanity out loud? Are they worried about you when they use their four-letter words? When they do the F-bomb around you? And sometimes they can even have their children with them, and they're still cursing. They're still saying vulgarities. They're still saying things. They may look at you and like, they don't care. Why should we care when we say the name of Jesus? Don't you know what comes out of our mouth can heal them? Hallelujah. We have the power. Yes, we have the power. Hallelujah. To shut down whatever's coming out of their mouth, really? Hallelujah. Don't you know you can pray in the spirit underneath your breath? Hallelujah. And shut down whatever's going on in this and what's going on in these people. Hallelujah. Saints of God, sometimes we have to be reminded of the power of the Holy Ghost that we possess. Yes. That we possess. Yes. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to be reminded. You know, when we're going through things and we're dealing with things and we're taking things off of people that we don't have to.
No, sir.
Don't you know sometimes we have to be reminded, hey, I'm a child of the King. I don't have to take this. God, my husband's reminded me plenty of times, hey, so such and such going on with you on the job, excuse yourself, go to the bathroom and pray. Tell the person that's laying you out, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom. Excuse me, just give me a minute, I'll be right back. And then go in the bathroom and pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. Pray in the spirit and believe you me. When you come out, that person will have a different mind. That person will have a different mind. Hallelujah. God is more powerful than anything. Yo, I have seen, different things have come up against me, and saints of God could count the seconds when something will happen to shut that person down. Sometimes we have to be reminded, y'all, of the power of the Holy Ghost that we possess in the name of Jesus. Don't you know you can be in America and pray for somebody in another country and send the word of God, and the word will heal them. Hallelujah. We have been getting miracles. We have been getting testimonies of miracles, y'all, of how God has been healing people, how the word of God, the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is awesome. We serve an awesome God. And we have to be, sometimes we just have to be reminded. I'm serious, y'all. We serve a right now God. We serve a living God. He has ears and he can hear. Hallelujah. He has eyes and he can see. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. We don't serve an idol. We don't serve an idol. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have to worry about that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's not going to know we us going through something and not be felt without our feeling, knowing how we are feeling. Hallelujah. He loves us. Oh, God, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. If you're wondering who I am, hallelujah, this is Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am Dr. Earl Burr's wife. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God is so good, y'all. God is so good. And right now, I am going to share with us, with the saints of God everywhere, our Old and New Testament scripture. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all, I've just been, been overwhelmed with, the love of God, seeing what God is doing.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes I don't even want to hear the news about the coronavirus, about the pandemic that we're in, different things that it's all over. Saints of God, we serve a mighty God. And I'm not oblivious to it. I'm not ignoring it. But sometimes you can hear every time you turn on a television, you hear about it. Every time you call somebody up and there's hardly conversation. Sometimes you just get tired of hearing it because you know what God can do and all. And sometimes you can just it just bombards you on all sides. And sometimes you just want to hear somebody just magnify the name of the Lord. You just want to hear somebody say what Jesus can do. You just want to hear somebody call you up and tell you of a miracle, tell you of what God has been doing in their life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One sister called us, told us how God healed her. Hallelujah. Something she's been dealing with for years on one of her limbs, how the Lord healed her. My sister told me how God has been canceling debt. She said three of her bills, the Lord said, just been paid off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I went to the clinic. I went to the doctors the week before last because they had suspected glaucoma. And when I went from one office to another office, and then that nurse had to give the doctors all of these numbers after they've taken pictures of my eyes. And it says, and I'm saying, in my spirit, I'm saying, go, Jesus, go, Jesus, go, Jesus. I knew it was God. That's what I was believing God for, a positive report. Because the word of God says, whose report will you believe?
Hallelujah.
I'm believing the word of God and the report from the Lord. And the doctor looked at me. He said, well, are you diabetic? I said, no. Do you have high blood pressure? I said, no. Are you on any regular medication? I said, no. He looked at the nurse and looked at me and put his hands up. He said, well, you're just amazing.
Hallelujah.
He told the nurse, he said, give her another appointment for 6 weeks from 6 months from there.
Hallelujah.
And I was just so tickled on the inside, y'all, because Jesus did it again.
Hallelujah.
He did it again. I said, hallelujah. I said, thank you, Lord. And sometimes I have to take my eyeglasses off to read. I mean, I'm able to, God has blessed my eyesight just that much. I can watch television without my glasses on, can read without them on.
Hallelujah.
Only reason I don't drive without them on is because by law I'm supposed to. That's what's on my license. But I'm saying, but God is so good. Saints of God, he will be to you just what you take him to be.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I remember my mother saying that a long time ago, and I would walk into the kitchen while she's in there washing the collard greens, and she had gotten up from the Arabs wagon, and I'm looking around and seeing who she talking to. Wouldn't nobody be in there with her? She was at the sink just talking to the Lord, and I'm saying, Ma, who are you talking to? She said, oh, baby, I'm just talking to the Lord. And now I have that relationship with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I have that relationship with him. I've taught my daughters. I want them, and I told them I wanted them to have that relationship with the Lord. Because they can't get to heaven on mama's skirt tail.
Hallelujah.
And now they're able to go to the Lord for themselves.
Yeah.
They can have that one-on-one with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And my mother told me, God will be to me just what I take him to be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I don't care what it is. If it's a safety pin I need, he will let me find a safety pin. If I need some scotch tape, I was driving up the street. He let the roll of scotch tape roll. That roll of scotch tape y'all was rolling across the street.
Hallelujah.
That I asked him for. I had to do a double take. Like, am I really seeing this? But it's what I asked the Lord for. I needed a marker, a magic marker. The Lord allowed the ball on the playground to roll right over to the magic marker. It's like, get out of here. God is awesome. I was loading up the van at Sam's Club, and the Lord was allowing $20 bills fly across the parking lot. I was like, whoa. Thanks to God. God will be to you just what you ask him to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't think that anything is too hard for him. Don't think that anything is too hard for him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you may need, he can allow somebody to come ring the doorbell, come knock on the door and bring it to you. And they won't even know why they bring it to you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesse Duplantis had said it on his website how people had rolled past his door and thrown thousands of dollars over the fence to him. He didn't know the people. He was just picking up all these $100 bills. I mean, don't you know God will bless somebody's heart, bless them financially so that they can bless you because that's what you need. They don't have to know you. God knows you.
Hallelujah.
God knows you. Hallelujah. I'm supposed to be reading the scripture. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. God has just been, I mean, whoo. You know how sometimes you just have to get it out? I work with worldly people. I don't work with saints of God. You know, and sometimes while you're at work, you got to, you know, conduct yourself a certain way, or you want to talk to people that knows just what you're talking about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't have that on my job. Okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Our Old Testament reading is Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And our New Testament scripture will be Romans 12, 1 and 2. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jeremiah 18, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again. Another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, the clay is in the potter's hands, so are ye in my hands, O house of Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God and our New Testament scripture. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. There's nothing like the word of God. There's nothing like the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can read it and it keep you from getting depressed. Hallelujah. You can read it and it change the whole atmosphere in your house. Glory to God. Put it on as a CD in the player. Hallelujah. It'll bless your whole house. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the hearers of the word. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank you, God. We love you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. So you'll be able to refer back to them, get some juice or cracker, something you can take for communion, you can use as communion. That is the meal that heals. And while we're taking communion, just like I tell y'all to name your seed, tell God what you need the healing in. Hallelujah. Financial, spiritual, physical, mental, whatever, y'all. God is there. It's the meal that heals. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God says, "Oh, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth through all generations." Oh, let's praise the Lord just for a little bow right now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. God bless you, sisters and brothers. This is Bishop E.T. Byrd, Chief Apostle and Overseer of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International and Pastor of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. And I thank God for Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Bird. Yes, that's right, Pastor Peaches, who came forth. I tell you, I was ready to sit back and just relax. I believe the preach was in her. You know, sometimes it's just like fire. Shut up in your bones. You just can't keep it quiet. You try to put the lid on it. You know, some of y'all cooks out there, you know, you try to put a lid on something that's on the stove. But the lid just can't stay on it. It keeps popping up. I got news for you. It's all right. Glory to God. Because if it's just like fire shut up in your bones, you better let it go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for Pastor Peaches. We thank God for her and for what she's done with the ministry. I know between her job and what we do as a ministry, I know she feeds anywhere from 500 to 600 people a week. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for that. We thank homeless folk, all kinds of folk, children, everybody. We thank God for that. We thank God for just being able to sow into ministries. We thank God for her penny campaign. You know, we're building a hospital in Uganda, and we're building it with pennies. That's right. Hallelujah. One penny. One U.S. penny is worth 37.91 shillings in Ugandan money, and we're building a hospital with penny. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we get into our communion, because, see, communion is not a ritual. It's the meal that heals. But before we get there, I got to give assignment to all my Bible students out there, superhero Bible students. This is a superhero Bible assignment. Okay, I got to give you some scriptures. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, 2 Corinthians 5:18 and also 5:20. Hallelujah. This is the reason why I'm going to give you the scriptures that I'm going to give you. Now, as a child of God, we are mandated by God to do something. And for many years through my life as a Christian, I heard about the Roman road. I didn't know what it was. I couldn't figure out the scriptures, but I heard about the Roman road. But you know what? One day, glory to God. Glory to God. God began to unfold me and said, look here, boy, you've been thinking about this long enough. Why don't you just ask me? I'll give it to you, man. The Lord gave me the scriptures. So I want to give them to you. I'm not going to tell you what's in it because that's your assignment, to read the Roman road. The Roman road is your blueprint. It is your guideline. It's your outline to reach souls, to be able to be a minister of reconciliation, to be able to be an ambassador of Jesus Christ. So it's all in Romans. So you can put Romans, and here are the scriptures, Romans 3:10. That's chapter 3, verse 10. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. That's your assignment. You read the word of God. Hallelujah. Because Luke 8:11, Mark 4:14, and even Matthew says that the word of God is seed. And the word says that whatsoever we sow, we're going to reap. So if you read that word of God, read the Roman road, without a shadow of a doubt, I know that God will allow you to have an opportunity to take someone by the hand who's in darkness, glory to God, and lead them down the Roman road, glory to God, to the light of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If I can't buy an amen, can I rent one just for a little while? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. That's the superhero Bible study assignment. And some of you are wondering why I say superhero. Because every child of God, everyone that has surrendered themselves over to Jesus Christ the righteous, is a superhero. That's why his word says, and I look here, 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. That's why, hallelujah, Romans 8:37 says, we're more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, he causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Always, always, always. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just want to give that to you. Hallelujah. Because you know what? Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:9 says that, what is it? A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. And that means special. We are anointed, set apart. We're designed to be superheroes. That's who you are. I don't care where you are. I don't care who you are. I don't care what side of the track you were born under. I don't care if you lived under the track. I want you to know that you accepted Christ as your Savior one day. You are a superhero. Glory to God. And by the way, I thank God, this is the inaugural Sunday service of the International Victory Service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We had our inaugural Wednesday service up this past Wednesday. It was awesome. Glory to God. And you know what? People are hearing the broadcast in Poland, in England. People, China is hearing what we got to say because it's being translated into their language. It's amazing. Technology is wonderful in spreading the word of God. Hallelujah. If you would, in your Bibles and on your cell phone or your computer or your iPad or your low pad or your ear pad or whatever you got, go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. And verses 23 to 34. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Father God, first of all, Lord, you are Jehovah's Sitkin. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And we repent of everything that we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission, please forgive us, O God. And we forgive everyone of everything that they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentments. We turn ourselves, we release ourselves and all others to the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Right now, we examine ourselves. We comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us, oh God. Glory to God. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. Hallelujah. And with your stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with his stripes, we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1 and 7, hallelujah. Colossians 1:14 says, we have redemption through your blood. Matthew 26:28 says, our sins are forgiven because of your blood. God, hallelujah. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. So we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, we thank you for them. Hallelujah. We ask, oh God, that you would bless it, anoint it, sanctify it in Jesus' name, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Father God, there's one thing you put above yourself. That's your word. Psalms 138, verse 2. Psalms 89, verse 34 says, you keep covenant. And what you have said out of your mouth, you are not going to change it. So right now, hallelujah, your word says in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, said, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Brother Lucas, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, but his word will do what it's set up to do. Paraphrase, of course. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank you for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. On the same night in which you were betrayed, you took the bread. And when you had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, you broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every in our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the urinary system, hallelujah, hallelujah, the respiratory system. Thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles, oh God. We thank you that healing is the bread of your children. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26, 1 John 3:1-2, hallelujah, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and that healing is the bread of your children. Oh, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, for your healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And on the same night, hallelujah,
hallelujah, that you would, hallelujah, that the Lord, hallelujah, was, hallelujah, glory to God, betrayed. He took also the cup, and when he given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already destroys, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes nil, makes of no effect. And hallelujah, every curse against us and our families, we say return to sender. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families. Fire, 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 fire. Glory to God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, discombobulates, hallelujah, eradicates, brings to naught, destroys, hallelujah, brings nil to nil, makes of no effect, every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. Hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, we're not stopping there. We put on the whole armor of God today, your whole armor. We gird our loins with truth. We shout our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, the helmet of salvation. We put on Jesus today. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you for traveling mercies. We thank you for victory in the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for your uncommon, unstoppable favor on everything we do, everything we say, everything we touch, everything we think, everywhere we go in Jesus' name. We thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covering ourselves, our family, and our stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 34 and 7. Psalms 121 and 8. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our heads of protection around ourselves, our family, and our stuff. A fortified place, a shield, protecting us from the wiles of the enemy, protecting us from the wiles of this life, keeping us safe from hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen, known and unknown, a coating, a covering, oh God. Hallelujah. We stand on Psalms 91, verses 1 through 16. Psalms 3, verse 3. Psalms 5, verse 11 and 12. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 22. Psalms 103, verse 3. Psalms 105, verse 15. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 6. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. We stand on your word today.
day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're not finished yet, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we powering up, Lord. Powering up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're the little boy. Shakara, the little boy. Say, yeah, the little boy. Lord, we thank you that we are your masterpiece according to Genesis 1:26. Hallelujah. And Ephesians 2:10, oh God. We were made in your image, in the likeness of God. We were created to rule and dominate the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are your workmanship, oh God. Therefore, we live today in intrepidity. We live today in fearlessness and courageousness and righteousness. Today, we call right, right, and wrong, wrong. Today, we cut off the feet and legs of every lie. We will not allow a lie to stand and survive. Today, we are confident. We are audacious. We are daring. We are bold today. Hallelujah. Every valley shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rough place is plain. The crooked place is straight. And your glory shall be revealed in our lives, and all flesh shall see it together. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40:4. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're not afraid of faces or the lips or the eyes of the lies. For today we are victorious. We are winners. We're successful today in Jesus' name. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We ain't finished yet, y'all. Y'all going to have to hold on and hold tight. Put on your seatbelt. Hallelujah. We're going to do the family daily confession. Hallelujah. And we're speaking for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families according to, glory to God, Job 22:28, Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from your perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of helps. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Now unto him, unto you, Lord, who, hallelujah, is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Jude 24:25. So let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Psalms 19:14. Amen. Let's praise the Lord just for a little while. Hallelujah! 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 Glory! Hallelujah! I need to share with you before we get into the Word. I need to share with you the many healings that have taken place. Someone had pinched nerve in the neck. It's gone. They can't even tell you when it left. They noticed it was gone. Someone had sleep apnea. They don't know when it left. It just left. A sister had been dealing with a problem for years. And after Holy Communion, hallelujah, the man of God prayed over. And the very next day, she called the report that the situation that had been going on for years had miraculously disappeared, had miraculously healed, was healed. Hallelujah, glory to God. I want you to know that a sister reported that she had a ganglionic cyst. Some of you in medical fields will know what that is. On her leg,
that was as big as a basketball. It was so big that she said one of her grandchildren asked her, I know it was a little one, said, Grandma, can I play with your basketball? That's how big it was. But after taking Holy Communion, and I said this, and I'm not talking just to be talking. I'm not talking just to be talking. Holy Communion is the meal that heals. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She said, glory to God. It went down to just skin, and down strength. And no ball no more. So while we did Holy Communion all over the world, there were people being healed and delivered. Miraculous healings was going on. Glory to God. I got news for you. Those have had a healing. Ooh, the stopped ears couldn't hear. Now you can hear. All of a sudden, you hear the broadcast clear. And it's just beating you. It's just banging in your ear because you had a hearing aid on. You say, I got to take this hearing aid off because it's so much noise. And then you took the hearing aid off, and you can still hear. Glory to God. That cancer is being dissolved right now in Jesus' name. I send the word of God to heal. Psalms 107, verse 20. I send the word of God to heal. Matthew 8, verses 6 through 10. Matthew 8, verse 13. I send the word of God to heal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word of God says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. You notice he said health. So don't you say it must be God's will that I be sick. No, it ain't God's will. He said, I want you to be healed, whole, and healthy. Don't you dare say that out of your mouth. Hallelujah. I lay hands. See, that's why. See, we are a speaking spirit. Hallelujah. We have the capacity. Go back to God. Watch out now. See, my body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Is limited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To Chronos time, to time and space. Holy Spirit. Glory to God. But my spirit is unfettered by time and space. I go right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, to China, and I lay hands on that mother and that father right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That child, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Poland and Germany and England and Africa. Glory to God. I lay hands on that whole family that's been hit with, hallelujah, HIV. I curse the spirit of HIV. I bind it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The word of God said in Matthew 16, 16:19, and in Matthew 18:18, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. I done bound the spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, HIV in that family. Glory to God. I loose right now the health of Almighty God, the healing of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Right now, in the United States, hey, hallelujah, in Baltimore, in the county, hallelujah. Oh, in Jefferson, glory to God, in Tarboro, North Carolina, in Greenville, North Carolina, in California, glory to God, North Hollywood, Yadabo, Shakara, Lisa, Hanover, Pennsylvania, Yadabo, Shakara, Mandalabo, Shakara, I loose the spirit of health, healing, and wholeness right now. Hallelujah. I burn every foul spirit. Hallelujah. Healings and miracles. Hallelujah. All over the place. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Diabetes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I
cushion. Hallelujah. From the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. Moreover, I evict you from that mother and that father, for that son, that daughter. Glory to God. Sickle cell anemia. I curse you from that child. Who the other? I curse it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From the root. And I command to be bound in Jesus' name. Blinded eyes. I command you to open right now in Jesus' name. Spirit of blindness. I bind you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That withered hand. I command. Hallelujah. I bind you in Jesus' name. I say, stretch forth your hand in Jesus' name. Stretch forth your hand in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got two things for you now. Y'all listening to me. You can look here. Hallelujah. You can send an email to bishopetbird@gmail.com. I said, Bishop, E as in Earl, T as in Thomas, BYRD@gmail.com. Tell me about the miracle of God in your life. Any questions or concerns? Hallelujah. Just let me know that you heard the broadcast. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory hallelujah, to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. All right. Hallelujah. Well, I got to deal with the message. Hallelujah. Because somebody just told me it's 6:04. Where did the time go? Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Our program ends at 4:30, by the way. Some of you thought it ended at 4. It's 4:30. Glory to God. But we're going on in the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, oh God. Save, fill with your Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I thank me, Savior, you notice you're a defeated foe, so get out of here. Hallelujah. I will bind you in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. Hallelujah. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We evict you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, hallelujah. This is the inaugural service, hallelujah, of hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. The inaugural service of our Sunday International Victory Service, and we're talking about victory today. On Wednesday, we started a series, the International Series, about the seed you sow is the crop you grow. And we talked about our base scripture was Galatians 6:7. Y'all can put that down in your book. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We shared some interesting facts. And I got to share it with you. Everything you think, everything you do, everything you say are seeds that are planted in the earth. And you will get a harvest. Because the word of God says in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. Don't you be fooled. God is not mocked. He ain't going to be teased or made fun of. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Whatsoever. What does that mean? That's whatever. And Genesis 8:22 says, while the earth remaineth, there is seed time and harvest. So, baby, what you think, what you say, and what you do are seeds that are planted in the earth. That's why you got to watch out what you think, what you say, and what you do. Your thinking, if it's not aligned with the word of God, it's not positive stuff,
It's thinking. If you're thinking about fear, anxiety, worry, trepidation, anxiety, that's thinking. And everything, every thought that you think actually builds real estate, takes up real estate in your brain. Let me share this with you. Hallelujah. Scientists say this, that your body, your brain, your whole system is wired for love. Your brain is wired for love. Your brain is wired for positive stuff. That's why, folks, your body is designed to heal itself. It's designed for positive stuff. When you take negative stuff and infiltrate your brain with that, it has to build new stuff. Because if it was positive stuff, there's a feeling of euphoria, a calm, a peace that comes when you're putting good stuff in your brain. When you're thinking about the goodness of the Lord and how he blessed you, how he healed you, how he delivered you, and you're thinking about good stuff, you get feelings of euphoria because it's just building more leaves on those dendrites that are already established because you were wired for positiveness, for love. But when a negative thought comes in there, ain't nothing there for that, so they got to build something in your brain. I'll say, I'm not just, this is not just me. You can go and look up Dr. Caroline Leaf. She's one of the leading cognitive neuroscientists in this field. Check her out on YouTube. You'll understand that when you have a negative thought, a toxic thought, it has to build something to contain that. And that's why all of a sudden you worry and fear. You start having headaches. You start having post-nasal drip and sinus problems. You have earaches. So I never had an earache before, because the brain is trying to establish stuff, and it's going haywire. It's going willy-nilly, physical sizzle, and all that other kind of stuff, because it's trying to establish something that wasn't there before. Glory to God. So that's what we talked about on Wednesday. But here is something else. Today's message, and I only got a few minutes, give me a call. Let me know when I got 5 minutes left, okay? All right. Thank you. I got to do that. Hallelujah. Today's message is sort of similar. It's because there are other folk that want to sow seeds in you. Now, see, good seeds are good. They want to encourage you, build you up, pat you on the back, and, help you out, say a word of encouragement, just to applaud you, and that's good seed. That's okay. But there are other people, sometimes they're family members, sometimes they're people on the job, your coworkers, sometimes they're neighbors, sometimes they're enemies of yours, hallelujah. Sometimes they're just associates. They want to plant some bad seeds. Some people, we call them dream stealers and all that kind of stuff, and vision attackers and all that kind of stuff. But here's the thing. The Bible says in Galatians 6:7, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So you know how they either through nonverbal communication. You know how that people do something, you know they don't like you, and they ain't said a word. They ain't done anything. But you know through nonverbal communication, they plant a seed. Then there's verbal. They will say negative stuff, or they will do something negative. These are all seeds, and they have a harvest. Unless, and the title of today's message, let it grow or let it go. Tell neighbor, old neighbor, let it grow or let it go. Tell another neighbor, neighbor or neighbor, let it grow or let it go. See, you control the horizontal and the vertical. Psalms 115 and 16, verse 16 says that
God has given you, given the earth to mankind. This is our bailiwick. Genesis 1:26 says, you have rule and dominion. You control the horizontal and the vertical. 2 Corinthians, hallelujah, 10 and 5 says, oh, look here, vain imagination, not good. Get rid of it. And bring all thoughts into the captivity and obedience of Christ. Now, God is not going to ask you to do something you can't do. You say, but I can't get, I can't control my thought like you better. Proverbs 23:7 says, a man think of so is he. You better block off those negative thoughts that come your way, and you better block off that negative stuff that come at you, because you can either let it grow or let it go. Well, let's go somewhere else. I think it's Ephesians. No, it isn't. It's Philippians 3. I think it's 13. Forgetting those things which are behind and pressing what the mark. Press toward the mark for the prize of high call. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But that's Philippians 3, I think 13 and 14. The key is forget what they say. You got to go to Philippians 4 and 8. It says, this is what you think of. Think of things as honest or good, or good report, that be in virtue and be in praise. Think of those things, paraphrase, of course. Think of these things. You can't internalize what others say and do. The people you hang around with either bless you or curse you. They will help you, or they will help you live or help you die. Ain't no in between. And if you hang around the wrong folk, you're gonna be in trouble. Now, first Psalms 1:1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of a scornful. You can't hang around those folks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you're that's empowered to prosper, hallelujah, and that you don't hang around them, guess what happens if you do hang around them? If you do stand or sit in the seat of a scornful, you hang around them folk. You're cursed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to be blessed, is that right? If I can't buy an amen, can I rent one for a little while? Hallelujah. You want to be blessed. You got to let it grow or let it go. When they say something good to you, hallelujah, don't say, no, I'm not that. No, receive it. Receive a compliment. Receive. Somebody wants to sell some money in your hand, give you a Holy Ghost handshake, receive it. Say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. They want to bless you. I remember when I was a young man, I had a car. I would take everybody home, and they'd be trying to give me money. Glory to God. And I took about 3-4 people home, and on my way home, you know what happened, don't you? I ran out of gas. I had to call somebody to bail me out. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. When someone wants to show something good to you, you let it grow. You don't let it go. You let it grow. In other words, you let it be in your spirit, because they're going to get a seed, they're going to get a harvest, and guess what? You're going to get a harvest too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, man, I got to continue this on Wednesday. My goodness, because I know time is flying. But see, don't even repeat what somebody said about you. Said you should have heard what Susie said about you. Don't you dare let that come out of your mouth, because the word of God says in Matthew 12:34, out of the heart, out of the mouth come the issues of the heart. In other words, what is in your heart, what's coming out your mouth. And if you bring out stuff that somebody said about you, in your heart you're believing they must be right. Hallelujah. You got to watch what you say. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:29 says, watch what you say out your mouth. And look here. Some folk that try to slander you, try to hurt you, don't you dare try to get back at them. Proverbs 26:27. Again, I said, Galatians 6:7 says, whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. And then Proverbs 26:27 says, the ditch you dig, you're going to fall into. Wait a minute now. Somebody is digging a ditch for you, so you're going to get them back. Hallelujah. So glory to God. So you're going to dig a ditch for them. Guess what? You're going to fall in a ditch yourself, because God's word, how many, he stands on his word. What he say, he ain't going to change it. Yeah, now you can't do it. The Bible said,
I think it's in Romans 12:19, that he said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. You let God take care of it. God takes care of your life work. Hallelujah. That's why he said two times the same thing. Hallelujah. First Chronicles 16:22 and Psalms 105:15, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. And then he said in 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 6, God is righteous to recompense tribulations to those who trouble you. You don't have to worry about getting back at folks. Hallelujah. Say, hey, look here. Hallelujah. Vengeance is the Lord's. Hallelujah. Do good to them that despitefully use you. That's what you got to do. You're planting seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not for them, although you're blessing them. You planting seed for yourself. Because what the word of God says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I got to stop. Hallelujah. I don't know what time I got. 20. Oh, I got 10 minutes. I need to stop because I got to make a clarion call. God bless you. Y'all need to tune in on Wednesday at 7 p.m. And to those who we are able to contact, we give you, there's a special number for the Wednesday program. Hallelujah. And if you need it, you can text me. Hallelujah. You can email me at Bishop E.T. Bird, that Bishop E as in Earl, T as in Thomas, B-Y-R-D at gmail.com. And we'll give you the information. Now, I am sending out a clarion call. This is a clear, unabashed call. I want 1,000 ministries throughout the world to come forward, contact me. These are ministries. Either you've been called to pastor and you're not pastoring yet, or you pastor but you have an independent church, I want you to write me. That's right. Write me. I want you to give a Christian resume. On that resume, I want you to, number one, name your hallelujah, your heritage, your Christian heritage, your ministry father, you know. The father, your grandparent, you know, my hallelujah, spiritual genealogy starts back with George G. Lake, and then it went to Brother Ramsey, and then it went to A. Allen, and then it went to R. G. Hardy, and then it went to Mitchell Wyatt. That's my spiritual genealogy. Now, you don't have to go back that far, but you need to put that. Then I need to know your spiritual covering. And if you don't have one, just say, I'm looking for a spiritual covering. And then you write your resume, what's going on. You know, resume, business, and send it to me, Bishop E.T. Bird, care of 3007 Iona, that's I-O-N-A, that's N as in Nancy, Terrace. T-E-R-R-A-C-E, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. I don't want no emails on this. I don't want you sending me no emails, no texts on your resume. I want a paper copy of your resume. Why? Because our budget for the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International is $100 million. And we will support every ministry, the 1,000 ministries throughout the world, spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially. God is doing a great work and a quick work. You got it? You heard? I call you in Uganda. I call you in Algeria, in England, Ireland, all 50 states. I call you in Japan and China And we are praying for China because there's a crackdown on the church, the home churches in China. We pray for them. They are being vicious in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over those brave souls. And I got news for you. Some of the churches in China don't even have a Bible, but they are feasting on the word that are transmitted by word of mouth. And believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray for them. There are people in Africa who are being slain because they named the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for all of them in Jesus' name. So this is the clarion call. Send it again. The address again is Bishop E.T. Byrd. E is in Earl, T is in Thomas, B-Y-R-D. 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And that's just Christian resumes. They must contain your spiritual genealogy and your spiritual covering, the names of them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, hallelujah. God bless you. Right now, Father God, I do thank you for, hallelujah, what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. Father God, thank you for the multiple miracles that happened as this broadcast was going on. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, those souls that need to come into the kingdom. Hallelujah. We say surrender to the Lord. Ask God for forgiveness in Jesus' name. I tell him, hallelujah, say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you lived, died, and rose again. And if you speak it out of your mouth and you believe it in your heart, you are saved. God bless you. At this time, Pastor Peaches will share how you can sow into this ministry. And I just want to share one thing, that since 2004, when this ministry started, we have been debt-free since 2004. And God has said that we're not to worry about paying for it. We're going to believe for it. So we also are looking for a church building, another edifice that's big enough to have all of the ministries that we plan to have. It's the building, I can describe it to you, has acres around it. It has four Corinthian columns. It has a glass door. And if you own this property, you can call me at 443-416-1352. Again, that's 443-416-1352. Oh, by the way, in metropolitan Baltimore area. God bless you. Love you. At this time, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to sow into this ministry, if you have Cash App, it is $ small letter PHCPWC. If you have Zelle, the number to give it for Zelle is 443-416-1352. Hallelujah. That is if you would like to sow into this ministry and name your seed. Put a name on your seed. Hallelujah. Tell God what you're sowing into, what you're believing him for. Hallelujah. The number of this service is 0002. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you sow into this ministry, if you like to have a CD of it, it's just $10. Hallelujah.
Or more.
A donation of $10 or more, and we will mail you out a CD of this service. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Have a blessed week in the Lord. Saints of God, feast on his word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we bless your name. You are wonderful, God. You are awesome, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Have a blessed week in the Lord, saints of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, you are so good. You are so awesome, Father. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're awesome, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.